Hi, this is Sierra. Welcome to Funny Stories for You. So today, I have a book that is from a girl that I listen to her podcasts. Because when I listen to my own podcasts, I already know the stories. So I listen to someone else, and her podcast is called Funny Story. That's the name of mine. Little Stories for Tiny People, and by Rhea Pector, and it's called Little Fox Can't Wait to Dream. As soon as Auntie was out of sight, Little Fox slipped away, her paws steps light. The only sound as she climbed each stair was the swish, 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 swish of her tail through the air. She pulled up her covers and closed her eyes with a grin and waited for the night streams to begin. Little Fox slowed her breath and hugged her tail to her heart. When Auntie yelled, "Little Fox!" and she sat up with a start. Little Fox sighed as Auntie came near. "It's not bedtime yet," Auntie said. "What are you doing here?" "Auntie, I have so many dreams to get to tonight. Now, when you leave, can you turn out the light?" "I see," Auntie said. "That is a good reason to sneak off to bed. But change your clothes first, little niece. Come now, which PJs, flannel or fleece?" Little Fox shrugged. "Fleece, I guess." And lickety-split, she was suitably dressed. "Such a long night ahead. A bivy of dreams is now on its way. Soon I'll float down a river on a warm summer day. On a raft made of watermelons that double as treats. I split the seeds up to the birds. They'll rejoice me with treats." Sounds like quite an adventure to have in your sleep, but let's brush your teeth before you count any sheep. Little Fox sighed as she headed for the sink. She polished every tooth, quick as a wink. With her teeth sparkling, Little Fox climbed into bed. "I'm ready to dream, Auntie. I have such a long night ahead. Soon I'll be hitching a ride through a garden in spring, holding ever so tight to a honeybee's wing."
auntie dips and dives, pollinating flowers. Oh, auntie, I think I could do that for hours. Look, look, auntie said. Look, auntie said. What did you do? I love to see my way out, but I can't let you snooze with your toys strewn about. Very well, little fox said as she picked up a train. I prefer a clean room, Auntie. No need to explain. With her toys put away, little fox climbed in bed. Auntie, I have such a long night ahead. Soon I'll be perched on a very high bridge. I won't be scared, Auntie, not even a smidge. A boat filled with dinosaurs will pass right below. I'll sip my iced tea and wave hello. As their celebration sails on by, they'll set off fireworks that will paint the sky. Little Fox pulled her blanket up to her chin. Now, Auntie, is it time to turn in? Your teeth are bright. You are properly dressed for the night. It is still early, but I admire your scheming. So, Nancy glanced back. Little Fox was already dreaming, and he kissed Little Fox's paw and whispered goodnight. And when she left, she turned out the light. The end. And I hope you enjoyed this story. Read, made by a girl that I listen to her stories. Her pod, and just to make sure you know it, her podcast is called Rhea at Little Stories for Tiny People. It's a really awesome podcast. All right, I hope you enjoyed the story, and bye-bye.